Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Well, hello, everyone. Good evening. This is Dave Krajovic with the Global Breath Institute Bodyworks Healing Center, and I'm here with my partner, Pat, tonight. And unfortunately, Penny cannot be here for us on the show tonight, Truth on Prosperity, but I know she's with us in spirit. What I wanted to do tonight, we thought we would go over a review of last time of what we talked about with respect to giving. And we can just hold on just a second here. All right, I think we're good to go now. Sorry about that. Had to do a little technical stuff. Not quite used to this. Penny always handles it for me. So what I'd like to do, as I said, is go back to a previous episode where we talked about giving. And we talked about this is divine law, that what you give, you receive. And this is so applicable to prosperity or to really anything that you want in your life. And we provided some different organizations that you can give to, and these organizations were just things that, you know, people that Pat and I have given to in the past. And what we mentioned also is that the more specific you are in your giving is more specific in what you want to receive. So, for example, if you want to give money, you want to receive money or have more money in your life, you want to give money. You know, if you want more love in your life, then you want to give love. If you want to, you know, have people help you, then help others. If you want healing, then help other people heal. So, and the reason for that, excuse me, and I think that's what the part that I'd like to elaborate on, the reason for that is because when you give something, there's a couple things that happen, is that when you give, you're tapping into the essence of that energy or the vibration of that energy. And that is what is so important, because then you become that energy. So think about that, that what I'm giving, I become. And the universe also says, hey, you know, I'm depleting my banks of whatever I'm giving, and the universe likes the aspect of giving, and that the universe is always in a flow. It always is a balance between between energies. Therefore, it's going to give you more of the same. And as it works in giving like that, the multiplier is a factor of 10, roughly. So if you give money, then somewhere else, you know, money times 10 is going to come into your life. So we talked about all that in prior episodes, but I wanted to elaborate on some of the subtleties of that, and that's really what I want to hit on right now, because it's the distinctions of this and putting this into your everyday life that makes all the difference in the world. So many people you know, think that, oh, there's a magic bullet. If I do this once, you know, it's going to happen and I'm going to be wealthy, or, oh, if I do this, then I'm going to have the relationship that I want, never realizing that we have to live these energies. We cannot we cannot just try it once and hope for the best. It just doesn't work like that. You've got to be vibrating at the level of that which you want to attract. It's just that simple. And that's what they mean by the law of attraction. So you've got to make some kind of a consistent practice in that respect.
So, David, a lot of people say, well, you know, I want money, but I can't give money because I don't have money. And you know, people get stuck. They think about tithing. Well, I can't tithe. Well, then what do I do? Well, you give something, a penny, a nickel, a dime, a dollar.
Right. And we talked about that last time, that anything to start the flow of the energy is important. And, you know, and it can even be, you know, a flower or something like that.
A smile.
Or even a blessing. So the key is to start the flow. But here's what happens is we're all living life, and this is where we get into the essence of it. And, oh, by the way, I guess I should remind you that we are taking calls tonight. If you'd like to call and ask us a question or make a comment, you know, please do so. The guest call-in number is 646-378-0378. That's 646-378-0378. And this is Dave and Pat Krajovic with Truth and Prosperity, and Penny Golden is absent tonight. So back to the essence of it. So, you know, I got some bucks, got some extra bucks, I write a check, you know, I send it off. All right, so what? Is it just the act of sending it off, or what else can I do with that to enhance that energy?
Well, you could bless it. You could bless what you're sending.
Right. And honey, one of the things that the Unity Church does whenever they ask the congregation to give money, they bless it before it's released.
Yes, they do.
To the church. And do you recall that blessing? I don't specifically, but maybe you do. Divine love.
Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive.
Yeah,
and, you know, I like
beautiful.
To even take that a little further. It is beautiful. I like to take it even further and think about all the people who will be handling the check or the piece of mail that you've put this check in, or if you're doing it on the computer over the computer with a credit card, how, you know, what's going to, who will be processing that request, that donation, and send them a blessing. Take it a step further. Bless everyone who sees this, who handles this with peace, with love, with prosperity, with wealth and abundance and health and happiness.
Ah.
And you've actually significantly enhanced the offering.
So what you're saying is that, okay, I'm writing this check out, and while I'm writing it out to, you know, in this instance, a church, what I do is I also intend that whoever handles this check, may they be blessed with,
yes.
And we like good health, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality. We just typically add that. So that there's energy within the check itself that blesses everyone that touches it, that comes in contact with it, with these energies of happiness, good health, prosperity, and spirituality, or whatever else you want it to be. It could be love. It could be peace, it could be inner calm, it could be whatever it is that you want most in your life, give that energy. And it's just such a cool thing to do because it really doesn't cost you anything, but it's just fun knowing that these people along the way are going to be blessed. And think about it. You know, okay, if I'm going to church, then it's the ushers. Then it's the minister likely. It's the admin people that are doing it. The check gets cashed. It goes to the bank. It's all those people. I mean, I don't know. You could touch 20 people easily who that particular physical piece of energy comes in contact with. So it's a way for you to multiply that which you have decided to give in many, many ways. And then the blessing again. Could you do that again, honey?
Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive.
That's great. And one more time, slower, in case people want to write it down. If you have a pencil and paper, you might want to, I mean, it's just something you can do. You don't have to, but we think it's kind of fun. So what is it again? Divine love.
Through me. Blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Amen.
So the way we do that is we just take our hands, because the hands have chakras in them, and the chakras are a way of bringing in energy or discharging energy. And in this case, we intend the discharge of the energy that is given in the prayer. And we would take the check, and we would hold our hands over the check, and then we would say the prayer with, obviously, feeling in our heart. And then we might want to add that all those who this check comes in contact with, may they be blessed also with good health, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality. And that's a pretty simple process to do. It's a pretty fun process. But what it does, more importantly for you, is it changes your consciousness about money. So just by doing a typical act, I'm going to write a check anyway, rather than being unconscious in the writing of my check, I now become conscious and I imbue the check with energy. I fill it with energy. And we can always choose to what kind of energy I want to fill it with. In this case, I'm filling it with love, prosperity, divine love, health, wellness, well-being, whatever it is. So can you understand the difference there versus just being unconscious about it versus being conscious about it? And that's the key to, I think, spirituality, the key to happiness in life is bringing conscious awareness to all the tasks that we do every single day. And, you know, we would love to hear if anyone has any experience with this or, you know, tithing. And I can remember a long time ago when I was in college, just a few years out of college, I was talking with my roommate from college, and he had recently got married, and he was talking to me about tithing, and, you know, I was just viewing it as a, more of a fundamentalist viewpoint at that time in my life, and because when I grew up, they didn't really talk about tithing, like 10% of your net income, but, you know, they were encouraging you to give to the church. But he talked about, 10% of everything we make goes, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he said to me, as soon as we did that, we ended up and we got this couch. And we got this couch for, you know, I forget what it was, like $100, and it was really a $1,000 couch. And, you know, it just came into us through a friend, and they were moving, and it's beautiful, and we really needed it. And he says, it really, really works. God takes care of you when you give. And, you know, it sort of stuck in my mind all these years, just in the background, and I didn't quite understand at the time. I just thought it was just something that he said. You know, I did not really know much about it. And, you know, lo and behold, here I am living and teaching those principles now and fully understanding how the energy flows and how the universe works. And it does work. There are many, many examples of how it works. You know, and it just reminded me, honey, of maybe one of the things we can do in the future is talk about Randolph Price's abundance book and, you know, how that works and how it's a 40-day program for abundance, but we do that with part of our breathwork program, and people would come back to us, and even before the 40 days, like within a week or 10 days or 2 weeks, they were seeing checks just appear in their life out of nowhere. And this has happened to Pat and I. I can't say that we've ever done it and not had some kind of pleasant monetary surprise. Is that right, honey? I think it is. Yeah. Hold on, please. For some reason, she's not coming through.
Can you hear me now?
No. Hold on, please.
You're supposed to be on your cell phone. I never dialed it in on that phone.
I was on my phone.
Where's your cell phone?
Can you hear me now?
There we go.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened to my phone connection. Sorry
about
that.
She was talking to herself.
I was out here talking to myself.
Nothing unusual about that.
I was wondering why no one was answering. Anyway, and it doesn't have to be just money. There's all types of wealth in this universe that aren't just money. There's health. There's happiness. There's peace. There's relationship. There's all kinds of joyful moments that are full of abundance that have nothing to do with money. yet, you know, money can be part of that. So when you're doing these programs and you're giving, there's other ways that you're going to recognize good coming to you in a bountiful way.
Absolutely.
And I think
Absolutely.
That's important to, I think that's important to note. And, you know, when you do give, the spirit of giving can bring, it can bring such an open-hearted feeling. You know, if you're giving food to someone who's hungry or money to someone in need or childcare to someone who needs a break or taking care of an elderly person and making them feel better, there's nothing that can bring you more joy and more open-heartedness. And that opens the floodgates for good things to come back to you as well.
But and we're going to, I want to continue on that thought because that segues into this other piece. But I wanted to finish the first part about the abundance program. If I recall, every single time we've done it, some kind of a check has come up into our life for some amount of money that was unexpected. Is that not true?
Oh, that is true.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, we don't do this, you know, every day or anything like that, but maybe once a year we do it, or, you know, we get a roll, we might do it twice in a year, and then we put it down and we do it again. So that is something we will take everyone through because it is just an absolutely powerful program in a shift in consciousness that is totally powerful. And as Pat said, you begin to start to define abundance in a different way rather than just money. And you start to define prosperity in the same way differently. It's not just money, although money is a component of that. And I think we talked in one of the sessions that money is really just energy. And Randolph Price in the book actually talks about that. And he has an acronym for money. I can't remember what it is, but it's kind of cool. My own energy something system or whatever it is. But we'll get into that. We'll look it up and go from there. So I just wanted to remind everyone who's on the call that this is Truth and Prosperity. This is Dave and Pat Krajovic of the Global Breath Institute and Body Works Healing Center in Plymouth, Michigan, and Penny Golden, who is the publisher of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine and producer of BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. Is not able to be with us tonight, but she usually is, and we miss her, but we know she's here in spirit. If anyone would like to call in and make a comment, you can do that at 646-378-0378. That's 646-378-0378. So, you know, one of the things that I said I wanted to pick up again on what Pat said, and this really goes back to the beginning of the show where we said about the finer points of giving, and we wanted to talk about those. So Pat said one of the things that, you know, giving can take many forms, and you can help another person. You can take care of an elderly person, and that is a form of giving. It's a form of being of service. But just as with writing the check that we talked about earlier, what is the attitude that you put into the service that you're giving? So there's two ways to look at that. I can be of service and help another person. You know, maybe it's a parent that you're helping who, you know, needs a meal cooked or needs some help getting around. I can approach that two ways. I can approach it with love and know that I'm helping with a positive attitude, a giving attitude, or I can approach it with a negative attitude. That would be one of resentment, of anger, frustration, impatience. You get the idea. In other words, I'll do it, but I do it begrudgingly because I'm supposed to do it, is typically how we view that. Well, I have to do it because they're my parents or whatever the case might be. We make up a story. We may not vocalize that story, but what's going on inside of us is what really matters. What is the energy that I am resonating at in this moment as I'm giving?
You know, and I think that's true of anybody in the helping profession or anybody in the service industry. You know, you go to work every day, you're getting paid to be there. And this is putting another spin on this, but you can use your work as a spiritual tool in opening you to abundance by showing up and giving that service with love, with compassion, and with joy, and acting like that person is the most important person in your universe, because guess what? They're in front of you right now, so they are. And if you serve them with the greatest open-hearted, heartfelt gratitude for being there to let you provide this service that you're providing, think about how amazing that is, and think about how you've taken service to another level.
Oh, absolutely. It's a perfect example, because I just love it. And the reason, because so many people go to work in jobs that they don't like, they don't love, and they resent it, right? I mean, are you one of those people? I have days where I'm like that. I admit it. You know, but a lot of people have every day like that, and they feel stuck, and they resent it. And that absolute resentment, believe it or not, actually keeps you stuck in that job. It ages you, it stresses you, it tires you out, all because of the attitude. I'm going to bring that back around to money in a little bit, and prosperity.
But I
want
to bring
checks.
That around to gratitude. So if you go to work with the attitude of gratitude, if you help your aging parents or your elderly neighbor or a friend with the attitude of gratitude, look at what you've instilled into that relationship.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's all about, what am I going to do with the time that I have in front of me? And if I have no idea who's listening to this, but if you've ever done any workshops with me, and Pat will tell you this, somehow, some way, I'm able to bring in Lord of the Rings or Star Wars or Star Trek as a teaching example. Is this not true, honey?
It's true.
There is such wisdom.
Well, the other one you'd use is The Matrix.
The Matrix can be used too. This is true. But there's such wisdom in some of these movies. And what Pat said about being present, it's like so many times we find ourselves in a situation we don't want to be in. And this reminds me of at the end of the second Lord of the Rings. It doesn't matter which one it is. But the Fellowship of the Ring is splitting apart. Merry and Pippin are being captured by the orcs. Boromir was killed. Aragorn and Legolas are getting separated. And Frodo is wondering what he needs to do. And there's a canoe and a lake. And he's looking at the ring, and he's holding the ring in his hand, the ring of power. And he looks at the ring and he says, why me? You know, why do I have this burden? And that's really something that all of us face. It's like, why me? Why am I here in this job I don't like? Or why am I here in this relationship? Or why do I have this poverty? Why can't I make money? Why am I depressed? Whatever our why is, it doesn't matter. So Frodo's was, why do I have this ring and why do I carry this burden? And then you hear this voice from Gandalf the Wizard. And he says, such is not for us to decide. Our only choice, our only decision is, what am I going to do with the time in front of me now? In other words, it doesn't matter why or how we got to where we get. What is my choice right now? And that brings you right smack into the present moment. And so many of us live in the past. You know, how did I get here? What am I doing? Or worried about the future, and I hate this job, and I can't stand it. I got to come back here tomorrow. It's living in the past or living in the future, and we're never able to focus here in the moment. If you can do that, that is a pathway to gold. And I mean a golden life, a life rich in joys and pleasures and peace and happiness and ease and grace and prosperity and good health and passion and loving relationships, and on it goes. come into the present moment. I don't want to be here, but I am here. Therefore, I will give it my best. I will do my best. I will do what I do with love. And what you'll find is you'll be more efficient at what you do. There'll be less headaches. The day will go by quicker. You'll be more valued to your employer. Who knows, maybe you'll get a raise. Maybe you won't. It doesn't really matter. Or maybe when you're out there seeking for another job, you're so bitter about your current job that when you go in an interview for the other, that energy follows you. You know, you can't just go from one place to another without your energy footprint following you. So you're going to the interview and you think you're well qualified, but they don't give you a second interview. Well, why is that? I'm well qualified. What did I do wrong? And the interview you thought went great. Well, because the interviewer picked up something within your energy field that they weren't comfortable with. And could it be your bitterness in your current job? Kind of hard to sound like, what are we doing talking about money and what does it have to do with prosperity? Well, jobs are a big part of prosperity. This is true. So where we're coming back to is being conscious in everything that you do is so important. This is where, you know, like Louise Hay was very, made her name for herself, but through affirmations. You know, you come up with an affirmation of energy that you wish to have in your life, and you affirm it. But not just once or not just twice, but you affirm it hundreds of times a day. Basically, what you're working to do is to change the underlying tone of the energy. So you can put more energy in, hence the affirmation, or you can clean out the old first, which is a lot of the work that Pat and I do with breath work and pranic healing, is it's in our belief it's easier to let go of the old energy, and it makes it easier for the new energy to come in. It would be like right now, my cup is full and it's filled with a glass of Coca-Cola. And I decide, well, Coca-Cola is not such a good thing for me. And I would like to have, water. Water with lemon juice. Just nice, crisp ice in it. Just beautiful. So what you can do is you can start to fill your glass of Coca-Cola with lots of water. And meanwhile, the Coke starts to overflow and the Coke begins to get diluted and diluted some more as you add more and more water. And I have no idea what the equation is, but I'm willing to bet you'd have to put 100 times more water in that than the amount of Coke in there before you could dilute the Coke enough so it began to taste like water, and that you'd be willing to add the lemons to it and the ice to get a nice, crisp, cool, refreshing glass of icy lemon water. So the point is, it takes a lot of energy or a lot of water to clear the cup, when all you need to do is just empty the cup of the Coke and pour the water in. So a lot of...
Sounds easier to me.
Pardon me?
Sounds easier to me.
It is. The problem is a lot of us don't want to let go of our stories. And that's what makes it so hard. But there are ways to do that. There are techniques to do that. You just have to be willing to let go. And that is so beautifully mirrored. I didn't pick that up.
And that's another show.
Yeah, that's another show. Absolutely. So I want to circle back again. We've kind of bounced all around it, and what the theme of this is bringing consciousness into everyday life to bring prosperity and all the other gifts that come with prosperity into your life. So the key part about this is exactly that, and I think we gave some pretty good examples about that. But I want to bring it right back around to money. And, you know, regardless of how wealthy we are or what our station is in life, money is part of how this world works. So we have so much money, and we have so many bills that we have to pay. Now, we started earlier in the show where we talked about, money in the example of when we give to the church or we give to some organization, how we bless the check, and how we also bless the people along the way for the same thing, for the same reasons, that we're giving energy and we know that it's going to return to us some way, sometime, somehow. So when you write your checks, we have to write checks too to do other things like pay bills. I think everyone on the call, everyone on the web is listening. Everyone who's not listening, we all have bills to pay. And the question then becomes, what is my consciousness when I'm paying bills? And that's something, everyone stop for a moment and pause. How do I feel? What emotions, what feelings, what attitudes are going through me when I pay my bills? Think about it.
I'll bet for some people they get stressed, they feel fear, they get angry with themselves or their partner for what they spend. I can't, my phone is jamming my face.
I can't hear you. That's exactly right. You know, a lot of folks, because they don't have a lot of money, or their situation is tight at the time, or they're living paycheck to paycheck, when it comes time to pay the bill, it's about fear. Oh, how am I going to pay this one? Or when do I have time to pay that one? Or which one am I not going to pay, you know, next? And what happens is, that's the energy I put in, and it's the energy of lack. I don't have enough. How am I going to pay this? So we put lack into our money, and guess what? It brings us more lack into our money situations. Isn't that amazing? You have a choice in the consciousness that you put in the money dealings that you do on a day-to-day basis. So when you pay your bills, try changing your consciousness around that, such that, oh, here's my electric bill, here's my cable bill, I'm wondering which I can pay first. Well, the electric bill's pretty small because I haven't had to use the air. I've got a couple more days. I think I can wait for that one. I better pay the cable bill, so I'm going to pay that one. Thank you. Thank you, dear God. Thank you, universe, for the funds I have to be able to pay my cable bill on time. May all beings be blessed as they receive this money. Thank you to the people who have designed the cable so I may enjoy it. Thank you to the people, the engineers, the IT people, the customer service people that help me, the technical people when I have a problem. Thank you, and may all of you be blessed for the role you play in delivering this service to me. I am very grateful. I am very grateful to have the money to be able to purchase this service. What a change in attitude versus, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? How am I going to pay this bill? It's all in a choice that we all have in everything we do. So if you want more prosperity in your life, then we highly recommend that you begin to look at what your consciousness is around money on a day-to-day basis. I think, because we know the law of attraction, and the law of attraction is, you know, what we're vibrating at, we get. Because of that, it's very, very important that we don't look at these things as, one-off events, that we bring spirituality into everyday life. So many of us, and I remember this when I was growing up, you know, being raised Catholic, you know, we were supposed to go to church once a week, and you went to church once a week, you heard a sermon, everyone came out of church, and everyone was really happy and, you know, joyful, and then everyone went about their life, and you could look around you and the people that you dealt with, and it's like, well, where did all those good feelings and all that good advice go in my day-to-day living? And somehow there was a disconnect between what happened in church and what I did in my day-to-day life. And I think that's one of the things that needs to be remembered here, is being able to do that and bring spirituality into a day-to-day basis. And the way you do that is just being conscious about what you're doing and what energy are you giving in the moment. So remember, that's how we started the show tonight, is what are we giving? So it's not just, you know, giving money if we want money, or giving kindness if we want kindness, although that's a very big part of it, is way, way deeper than that. What am I giving every day, every moment, and the choices I make and how I either react, which would be an unconscious emotion, versus respond, which would be a conscious decision. What energy am I going to put into this moment?
And am I giving that energy from a place of love or from a place of resentment?
Absolutely. It's that simple. That's just cutting right to the chase, isn't it, honey? Is it love or is it resentment? You know, and I know we've all had, you know, bills I know we have in our life that we certainly, you know, I didn't like or didn't appreciate or resented for whatever situations. And, you know, when they come our way now, it's just a matter of, again, gratitude that I have the resources and I'm able to pay it and bless everyone along the way. Even the debt collectors who might be calling you or knocking on your door or whatever, that's just someone who is playing the role of a debt collector, just trying to make a living too. And, you know, hey, that's great. That's your job. I'm going to bless you, and I'm just going to go on and create new worlds of happiness and joy for myself. And it's all about your choice. So those that are listening, and just if you tuned in late, this is Dave and Pat Krajovic of the Global Breath Institute and Body Works Healing Center in Plymouth, Michigan. We're doing the show Truth and Prosperity. Penny Golden is not able to be with us this evening, at least in physical form on the phone, but on their show, but she is with us in spirit, and we're grateful for her for setting all this up. Hi, Penny, and you're probably listening, or you will later on. So anyone who would like to call in, the call-in number is 646-378-0378. 646-378-0378. And if you'd like to get a hold of Pat or I, you can do that by calling us at our healing center, 734-416-5200. Or you can reach me at dave@bodyworkshealingcenter.com or pat@bodyworkshealingcenter.com. Or pennygolden@comcast.net. So we'd love to hear from you if you have any questions going forward. If you have any thoughts about a further topic that you'd like us to explore in more detail relating to prosperity, although I will tell you there's no shortage of those. Everyone somewhere along the way has touched on the subject of prosperity. And, you know, we're just having fun with this, and we're just glad that you're tuning in and listening as well. So, honey, I don't know if you have any other comments.
Could you tell people when our next show is? Do you have that date?
I don't have the date, but it's always the fourth Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight or Eastern Standard Time, depending on where we're at. So 7 p.m. Eastern Time. fourth Wednesday of the month. Yep. Yep, good point.
Well, so much.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, again, just circle back. In the beginning, we talked about giving. It's important to, if you really want to focus it, give what you want to receive. And remember that that giving just does not apply to one thing like writing a check, but it applies to what is it the energy that I am putting into whatever it is that I'm doing, be it at work, be it at play, be it watching TV, making love, it doesn't matter. What is the energy I am giving in the moment as I pay my bills? Am I doing it consciously from a place of love, or as Pat said, a place of resentment? So we leave you with that thought for you to ponder. We are very grateful for your support, for tuning in and listening to us. Again, this is Dave and Pat Krajovic, and we would like to say namaste.
Namaste.
And we'll see you next month. Bye now.
Have a happy 4th.
There you go, yeah. Happy 4th of July, everyone. Bye-bye now.